This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to stay tuned to the St. Pete City Hall broadcast from RadioSt.Pete.com. The City Hall broadcast is a podcast designed to give you an informal look inside your city government. Here's your host, Will Kuntz.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the City Hall broadcast. Will Kuntz back here with you. Joining me, as always, Kevin King. Ben Kirby is late. Where's Ben?
Probably doing real work.
Doing Ben stuff.
Yeah.
Media relations.
He'll be down here shortly,
all right.
I hope.
We have our first return customer, if
yes.
you will, today. Chris Balestra is here. He's from the Economic Development Department, talking about the pier, because we're going to finally break water on the pier.
Right.
You got that right.
So tell me, what's the plan for that?
Pretty exciting. You know, this has only happened on major piers twice in this city's history, 1926 and 1973. That's where that was actually the grand openings from the two prior big pier happenings. And so, yeah, we're going to break ground / break water. It's looking like mid-June right now. Very excited about that. The project is moving forward swimmingly.
Okay, good.
but can you believe this, though, Will?
I mean,
talking about building. We're about to build the pier.
I know. I'm excited. I really am. I forget. It's been so long since I last looked into the pier that I forget what the pier is going
to
look like.
It doesn't even matter. You don't have
I
to worry about
true.
It.
That's true.
The thing.
Matter.
You don't have to worry about it. Chris is worrying about it.
It's and you know what? This community's been through a lot on that pier subject. And there's people who have a lot of varying opinions on it, and that's all good. I think the most important part about any pier that this city has ever had is not been, you know, what is it? What does it look like? It's just this is another extension of our park system, and how are you going to program it? How are you going to run it? We're not only beginning the construction process, but we've brought on Colliers, which is both going to be an operator, and they're going to solicit some of the tenants out there, too. So they're going to be helping to populate some of the vendors that you'll see out there. And they're going to program it. We've already got, I don't know, 76, 78 events that are getting planned right now for the first year of opening, which is we're looking at a grand opening at the end of next year, 2018.
Is there any, like, loose ends to kind of put together still, like things that we're still working on that haven't been completed yet?
There's a couple. All of the base, all of the kind of hardcore infrastructure is done. The drawings are done. We're ready to start putting pilings out in the bay. That's the first construction you see. That'll be the heaviest part of the construction, and that'll go through the end of this year. There are some opportunities for both a couple of cafes and a couple of nice restaurants out there. And both the operators of those have not been selected, but also the design of those hasn't even really happened yet. So there's still some, you know, some design drawings and discussion with the operating community. We just want to make sure we put the best product out there for the world to see.
Do you have to fill those spots with restaurants before you start really building and getting to that point?
The good news is no. We've laid out the project so that we can get going on the construction. The construction on this thing goes for a year and a half, so it doesn't take that long to build a restaurant. So we've got time. And again, it's all good. We're very focused, like I said at the beginning, on the programming. What are you going to do out there? And there's a lot of activities, including a really cool marketplace. So that marketplace will tie right into Beach Drive. We're pretty excited about that. So you've got a seamless connection to the rest of downtown.
Okay, good.
It's happening. It's real.
That's it. That's happening. So I think, you know, people got upset with the design of the pier for a little while. Some weren't happy. You're never going to please everybody all the time. I think, though, that once it's built, everybody's going to have a good time. And they're gonna forget why they were upset, the
yeah.
people that were.
There's that
people
old,
like to be upset.
They
do. You ever notice that?
They do. I keep thinking of that old song. Chris Balestra knows who sings it probably. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Yeah.
There you go.
True words have never been spoken.
And the peer is going to be who we're with for the next however many years. It's going to be a long time.
Is there a time that's supposed to last? Like, do they say this building will last?
Well, I think we will all be gone.
Not me.
No, you're going to be gone. You're pretty old. You're pretty old.
Nope. Still be here.
This pier could last.
Podcasting.
Chris, 70 years?
minimum 75 years.
Oh, he's way years. Dead. Long dead by then.
So other people are going to have to deal with this someday, but we're goners.
So there was problems with the Army Corps or something? Given permits, that's all taken care of, too? They finally signed off?
In progress. They're about to sign off. Yeah, they've given us their preliminary memo that they've got what they need. And so we expect to hear back from them very shortly. And they are the big agency that gives the final sign-off. Every other agency, Swift Mud, City, County, we've got all those. All that's taken care of. So you're going to see some activity. You're going to start seeing the construction trailers, the fencing go up. All that will start happening in a big way in June.
Is there going to be any commuting problems with this project as far as people getting around the city?
How do you mean? It's actually the opposite. We have a tram dedicated to the pier, and that connects pretty much right to Bayshore and Beach Drive. And in addition to that, coming from the west side and every other part of the city, north and south, we have a dedicated area for, you know, PSTA, the Looper. So there's basically a little transportation. I wouldn't call it a hub, but there's a pickup and drop-off. So whether you're coming in or going out, that's why we kind of call it a seamless connection there.
And Will's probably talking about during the construction.
Right, that's what I meant, like roads being blocked off. Right.
Or. Oh, what a confusing. I thought you were talking about the long term. You're talking short term.
No, Chris, don't be. He doesn't know how to ask a question. That's the problem here.
Well, the one area that will be impacted a little bit will be the Museum of History, and we're making sure to provide them with a dedicated access so all their visitors and customers can get in and out fine. They will temporarily lose some of their parking, but you'll have access to frescoes, the first two right there, and mm-hmm. frankly, there's nothing else out there, and that's the whole...
Hops and props.
That's the whole hops and props as well. So, yeah, so that's all covered during construction. So we're real happy about that, and again, because there's nothing else out there, that's the exciting part. It's like new territory to add to the city, to extend downtown back the way that it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So plus it's a short swim. I mean, you just diagonally swim across the water there. That's and right. Then you just hop out and go into the museum.
You mean a couple of bull sharks and
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Chris, thanks for stopping by. This has been your Peer Minute on the City Hall broadcast this week.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you.
And I just remembered it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash who sang that.
Love the one you're with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steven Stills, I think, actually sang it.
Yeah. That's his tune.
Ben Kirby's here. Ben, welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you. Good to see you.
It feels like it's been a long time since I've seen you guys. We had to postpone the program last week because it was the Small Business Week with the Chamber. You guys had a bunch of events. And how did that go?
It went really, really well. We did a march down Central. Yep. We haven't talked about that yet.
We haven't.
Good. We had a good march down Central. The mayor came out and started a conversation about celebrating our independent and local businesses along Central and on Beach Drive, and kind of keeping that character of Central and Beach Drive, because that's really sort of the face of St. Petersburg.
Hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground, right?
Yeah.
Did he say those words?
I think I just did. I don't know. He may have, but
it kind of, I heard you.
It's just, can we have an area in the city that maybe is a little more special than the rest of the city?
Sure. And isn't there an initiative to keep that local business oriented, meaning no chain restaurants are going to come in?
That's what the mayor was talking about. That's what he's exploring and wants to kind of push, is to keep that local, to keep that stretch down to 31st.
How do you do that? How would you go about doing it? Is that legal?
It is. Zoning. It's basically zoning. We already kind of do it. I mean, so today you can't just open up a McDonald's drive-thru on Central Avenue. We have land development regulations. There's certain businesses can't go in certain parts of town, right? Industry needs to stay with industrial area or manufacturing.
So it has to have, like,
adult use businesses need to be somewhere or it can't be somewhere.
I'm assuming it's by number of employees or something like that.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know what it looks like yet, but it is basically a zoning issue and an overlay. And it's like Ben said, it's a conversation on, do we say we want this just to be all local business? Do we want this to, is a company like Kawa, for example, that is homegrown and small, started off here and kind of has grown in this bigger thing, or are they exempt from this? Do we want to allow chains that are only Florida-based and not big national chains? lots of questions answered, and that's only going to happen with feedback from the community and stakeholders. So the mayor is going to bring people around the table like he does and get some good, you know, guidance.
I had heard that where the Rowdy's Den was, that they were going to put a Ford's garage.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah.
That is happening. That's what so they're going to be kind of exempt if something does happen.
Well, and they're in First Avenue South.
Oh, it's okay.
So right. this is just Central Avenue. This is just Central Avenue.
I see.
And we already have chains on Central Avenue.
They'll be grandfathered, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we got to think about grandfathering. And we've got, I think, at Anytime Fitness, we've got Hippo, which is the popsicle place. So that's a chain.
Oh, okay. I always wondered how the popsicle place stays in business. I mean, that's a cool idea.
my kids go there every Friday.
They keep
so
it
it's partly them, for sure.
How much are popsicles? Like $10?
Nah.
How do they stay in business?
A couple bucks. I don't know. But they do it.
Because they're a chain. It's a volume thing.
Yeah.
That answers my question there.
So that's briefly, we wanted to touch on that and let the community know that, you know, Mayor Kreisman is leading this community conversation. And at some point this summer, we'd like to bring an ordinance to City Council for discussion and approval and protect what makes us special without being anti-business or unfriendly to good, you know, quality jobs that come with big business. So we just got to find the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, just last point on that. The mayor was really clear and articulate on this point. I thought it was a great point. A lot of folks pushed back and said, oh, why can't I open a Target on Central? Maybe we need a Target. The mayor said, yeah, you know, we kind of do need a Target downtown. But, you know, what about First?
Yeah.
What about MLK?
Sure.
You know, what about 4th Street? We got a lot of great places in this city that you could look at. And he wants to work with those businesses and push them there.
Yeah, yeah. We were down there. Radio St. Pete was doing the Chamber small business event at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
We went down there and stuck microphones in people's faces, and it was
fun.
Saw
a picture of that.
Yeah. It was a good time. The mayor stopped by and talked to Joe, and I won a $25 gift card.
Yeah,
so that was pretty awesome. To Proper. Well, it was to the, I forget what they call it, the Avenue Restaurant Group or whatever. So it was the Avenue, Proper.
Parks and Rec. Yeah. Kings. Yeah.
When are you taking Kevin and I there?
I already went.
Man.
I went to Proper because that's one of those places that looks a little bit pricey, and it was. So I just used that on some ribs.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the deputy mayor loves Proper.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty tasty.
Because she's Proper.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another repeat guest.
This is unheard of.
So let me, I got a good segue for this.
Yes.
See what you think of this.
Yeah,
we just had Chris
Balestra
in here talking about the pier.
Yes.
Right.
And one of the things we do for the pier are these little 1 minute videos, a minute with whoever, David Hugglestone, sometimes Chris Balestra, and they talk about different aspects of the pier.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one was hosted by Leah McCrae because she said, you know, this is a pier for future generations. And the video team went out and went to schools and stuff, and all these little kids said all the things they want to do at the pier, all these students at all these schools. I want to splash pad. I want to do this. I want to go to the pier and do all kinds of crazy stuff. It's on our YouTube site, but Leah hosted that pier minute.
I remember.
Leah McCrae.
It was big. It took off. It was a smash.
It was a smashing success.
It had 106 watches.
Oh, my gosh, guys, you'll never believe it. Leah is walking by right now. Let's get her. Leah, come in here.
Leah.
Oh, look, ladies and gentlemen, it's Liam McCray.
Repeat guest number two.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Whoa, weird. That's such a coincidence. We were just talking about this, and you walked by.
Oh, is that why my ears were burning?
Yeah, okay. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's been a long time.
I know. It has been a while.
Leah, Will, Leah.
I remember. I saw Leah. Did I see you at the small business thing, too?
Yep.
I think we just went, hi, and then walked away quickly. Yeah.
That was a hot day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. I had to walk down here, and summer is back, let me tell you.
My feet were hurting.
Hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's up?
You know, it's been a busy start of the summer. It's going to be a great summer. I'm working on a really cool project right now that has to do with food access for folks that live in Midtown.
Oh, this is I heard about this, the Tangerine Shuttle.
Yeah.
To Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So Tangerine Plaza right now is missing a grocery store. And folks used to walk there all the time to get their groceries. And now that there's nothing there, what are their options? So we kind of brainstormed with a team of people that are looking at ways that we can really empower Midtown, bring some economic prosperity to Midtown. And we thought, hey, why not get a shuttle to run from that store where people used to walk to one of the closest local grocery stores to give people a chance to get some transportation out there. And that'll help us kind of see whether or not transportation is really the issue when it comes to food access for Midtown.
So is it like, what times does it run?
So we started this past Saturday.
Okay.
The day before Mother's Day. Very intentional. Folks are going to want to go out grocery shopping for Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have, so we had the shuttle show up at 9:45, right there in the under the overhang by where Walmart's shopping center used to be. And 25-seat shuttle transported people over to the 34th Street North Walmart Supercenter, where they could shop for their groceries. And they would wait there. The shuttle waits there for half an hour and takes the people that were shopping right back to Tangerine Plaza. And then we'd do that all over again every hour at the top of the hour until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's going to be, that was the first Saturday, and we're going to do that for another 12 Saturdays throughout the summer.
So what we're doing is we're addressing the food insecurity, which is a big part of Healthy St. Pete, making sure people have some access to decent food. And then we're gauging the market a little bit and seeing what the real true demand is for a grocery store at Tangerine going forward. We've had two grocery stores there now.
Two.
Over the past decade or so, a Sweet Bay, a Walmart. And, you know, we may end up learning that, you know, there's just not enough demand here for another grocery store and to stop the pursuit of that and rethink that property a little bit. Or maybe we indefinitely do a shuttle. Maybe that's the best thing the city can do for that neighborhood.
Right. Maybe we bring in partners like Publix, Walmart, PSTA. You know, these are partnerships we can build to make this a permanent thing. But the bottom line is that we want to be creative and intentional about the way that we use that property. And now that we've seen big box retailers come and go in a span of 10 years, it might be time to start thinking outside the box. No pun intended. Big box. Get it, box.
We're as full of puns.
Full of one today. Man, I'll tell you.
I need to think of one. That shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Why was the, why did these businesses leave to begin with? What was it, rent or?
Who knows? You know, those kinds of retailers, I know they're closing all over. The big box retail is just the thing of a dinosaur of the past, right? You know, I don't have the economic kind of set to really figure out what they were thinking. But, you know, the bottom line is that they didn't stay. So what does that community really need? And that's what we hope to find out. We're going to ask the people that ride the shuttle on Saturdays to tell us what they're shopping for, how often they shopped at the Tangerine Plaza before, how they got there, how far away they live. You know, we're going to be really intentional about how we approach what happens in that plaza going forward.
It's amazing how everything's changing, not just here, but, I mean, eventually it's just going to be cheaper to get your groceries delivered to your house.
Right.
You're going to go on the computer, you're going to check, you know, boxes, and then an hour later you're going to have groceries at your door. But until then, we have this weird kind of lull time where it's trying to figure it out, and there's going to be a lot of struggles, just like with, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but automatic cars freak me out. Like, you're not going to have jobs with semi-trucks anymore, truck drivers. They're just going to be computerized.
Wait, you mean automatic cars or automated cars?
Automated cars, yeah.
Not like an automatic.
Oh, right.
Cars that drive themselves.
Self-driving cars.
Okay. I thought you were freaked out by automatics.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, dude, just put it in drive. It's
I
not
knew
a big deal.
No. I got ahead of myself there a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so you're going to have these, and I think that's a cool thing about the city of St. Pete and keeping stuff local is this is going to be one of the few places that are still going to have shops that aren't just going to be all big box stores. You know, there's going to be specialized things here. But, yeah, in the meantime, it's going to be, you know, an interesting time. So the shuttle is going to go every day?
Shuttle's going to go on Saturdays.
Saturday.
First Saturday was this past Saturday, May 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go for another 12 Saturdays. The pilot's going to go for another 12 Saturdays. And then we'll look and see what options we have available after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for coming by, Leah.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Leah.
Yay.
So, Will, I think you brought up a good point with our remaining time. Do we have any time remaining or no?
We do. We got about 10 minutes.
Oh. You know, the world's changing, right? I mean,
it is.
So whether it's
drastically
the economy, Leah alluded to the big box store retail's having a hard time. You think about what's happening with Uber and the taxi industry, the hotels and sort of the Airbnb. We're just in this really interesting, changing time in this country, in this world.
Yeah. I unfortunately think that things are going to get really bad for a while, but then they're going to get really awesome. Either things are going to get really great, or we're going to end up blowing ourselves up. I think those are the two alternatives there. And it's going to be rough for a while.
I don't think we can solve that in 8 minutes.
No, well, we definitely cannot. I mean, I don't even know how to unpack that, really. But and I guess maybe I'm being myopic to a certain extent and putting things so matter-of-factly. But I'm just, you know, in the time that I have thought about this, I just see a utopia or utter destruction.
Because it feels like we're in a period of transition.
Yeah.
One way or another, where something is going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I sense that, right?
Just technology is evolving so fast that I think it can make our lives really awesome.
Things are just kind of weird right now.
Yeah. Truly are.
Yeah.
The culture's changing. Everything's kind of changing right now.
Everything's changing. We're in a interesting time. These are interesting times.
Well, here's what it's important to keep in mind and kind of our role here, just to bring back to the show, the purpose of the show a little bit.
Sorry, Ben.
It's changing times for a lot of people, and technology is making life better for a lot of people. I get my groceries delivered to my house. It's pretty great. A lot of great things are happening for a lot of people, but then there's a lot of people for whom great things aren't happening. And that the change that's happening is that divide is growing. So you look at who Leah is working with, you know, people who need a ride to a grocery store or part of an underserved community. And our role, not me and Kevin per se, but the role of government, I think, and I think what the mayor would say is identify those gaps. Where is that gap widening, and how do we, as a government, do our best to sort of help close it?
What do we do to help
a little bit?
So how long has Will been delivering groceries to your house?
Hey, I'll do
that.
He's
doing a great job.
Is he?
The shipped is where you go. You go to.
I won't say no to much if I can earn a few dollars these days.
I'm telling you.
All right. This was a good show.
It was a good show.
Well,
fast-paced.
Are we done already?
And
sure.
Did you want to be sure?
What else do you have?
Did you want to touch on the I know we had a few things that Ben gave me to touch on. The mayor's independent corridor plan.
We talked about that.
With Central Avenue and Beach Drive.
Yeah. So
okay.
What I think
how's
is
the budget coming along. I see that's on.
We're in budget season. We encourage residents to get engaged in the budget process. If you didn't hear the episode of this podcast with our budget director, Tom Green, you can find it at cityhallbroadcast.net.
Yes, they're all on there, all archived, easy to find.
It's an informative episode, and I think June 19th, Ben is double-checking for me. Is a budget forum, basically, in the city. It's at the Coliseum, and the whole community is invited to engage with the leaders in the city to give input as to what they'd like to see in the city budget, to hear about the mayor's proposed budget. It's a really excellent opportunity to be involved.
It's Monday, June 19th, 6 o'clock, the Coliseum. You're going to have an opportunity to talk to city administrators,
right,
and directors. Mayor's going to be there. We'll do an overview. Council members will be there listening to citizens.
And you don't have to be an expert in anything to show up. You don't have to be shy about it. If there's something you would like to see in the city that you don't see, that you think the government should be paying attention to or spending money on or not spending money on, come in and be heard. And it's great. It's government democracy in action.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know that they can do this stuff.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if it's – I think a lot of it's just laziness, too. They're like, I'll just complain at home. But you have the opportunity to complain in front of your representatives.
You got them all there. You could come in and say, we need more dog parks or less dog parks. And, you know, you got a bunch of important people there that are going to listen and take it seriously and probably maybe act on it. This is how we got things in the first place.
Right.
People ask for them.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. We had some repeat guests this time. Nice to see you all again.
You too, Will.
Good to see you, Will.
We'll
Thank
see you.
See you
in 2 weeks. Thank you for tuning in to City Hall Broadcast. You can hear all these archived at cityhallbroadcast.net and listen to the homemade broadcast Sunday 6:15 on Radio St. Pete. Always on podcast at hmbradio.com. My guest this week will be, you ever heard of the Ion Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who the person is, but I've been communicating with them.
That guy, I think it's a guy or a couple people.
I don't know.
We see them on the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
And they report on breaking
a lot of public safety.
Public safety
Tampa Bay
crimes,
news.
Fire.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I'm on this. I'm avoiding comedians like the plague right now because I'm just annoyed with them. But new media and independent media has really sparked my interest. So talking to that person, whoever it is, I don't know who they are.
That's great.
Good. It should be a good one, so check it out, subscribe, rate it, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Have a great 2 weeks, St. Petersburg.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
From everybody here. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Radio St. Pete's City Hall Broadcast, an informal look inside your city government. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to join us next time for the City Hall Broadcast.